Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, honey. It is Twisted Up Tuesday. It is Turn It Up Tuesday, honey. It is Turn Around and Shout Tuesday. It's whatever you want it to be. It's April the 5th, 2022, 3:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe. Do have some members in East and West Africa, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Now listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumbarum.com. That's GUBBARUM.com. Gumbarum.com. That is for all your rum libation needs, my darlings. It is the smoothest rum on the planet. It is wicked smooth, darling. Only two things that's smooth on this planet. That's Gumbarum and my chocolate silky smooth. Baby, and when you get through kissing all over, you still have sugar on your lips, honey. Now listen, it is a special showcase on today, special musical showcase and musical salute to Chiro. Now listen, if y'all have not been following this musical showcase, shame on you. Now let me hear you in the back row cheering. You know I got my cheering here. They follow me everywhere I go. You know what I mean? So listen, they back there. Now, what did I say? What? No. Now, you know what? They got the nerve to be sleeping. You can't be sleeping on me. When I ask you a question, you got to give me an answer. Okay, later for y'all. Now, listen. T-Rose is the goddess of love music. Listen, this young lady is at the top of her game. She's just not getting started. She got some hot stuff to throw down on you. This first one that's coming up is Forbidden. Take a listen. Forbidden. Y'all need to wake up. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Get your Q-tips, get your olive oil and your Vaseline, whatever you need to do. Now listen, get your Q-tip because I want you to clean out your ears for what you get ready to hear right now. Listen, mama is getting ready to put it down on you on the real. Now let me break this down.
Just in case if y'all didn't understand the song Forbidden, sometimes we have forbidden love. Now, look here. Let me break this down and dissect it for you, okay? Now, when I say forbidden love, it ain't got to be no married man, nothing like that. I ain't talking about no adultery, okay? So get that out your mind. Now, let's break it down real simple like this. What T. Rose is singing about, y'all hear her saying forbidden. Sometimes she says she'll make the first move. You know, in some people, culture, it's forbidden for the ladies to make the first move. Now, listen. If you ain't never experienced a forbidden love, honey, I think every adult has experienced a forbidden love. A forbidden love can be something as simple as, you know, maybe your cultures are not the same. You're not supposed to date this person. That's considered a forbidden love, right? If you're not from the same culture, if you didn't have the same upbringing, I don't know what people doing these days, but, honey, people doing everything. I don't know if people don't have no forbidden love these days. But listen. So, first of all, we have an education and a journey of love. Forbidden love can be if you're not from the same religion, if you're not from the same background. Some families will not allow their children, young adults, to date somebody of a different culture, different background, different belief system. Now, let me tell you this. I experienced this young in life, my black self. You know, a lot of times black folks act like they don't experience nothing. But let me tell you something. I experienced that. Now, I met this young boy, me and my best girlfriend. We would always go downtown. We were about 20, 21, 22. We had the habit of going downtown. We loved going down to Rush Street, right? We would go down to Michigan Avenue when it was kind of safe, you know, back then. People wasn't smashing and grabbing all this kind of stuff. We would go downtown, Rush Street, Michigan Avenue. We would just chill during the summer. And one particular summer, we met these two boys. We, of course, from the south side again. They were from the way south suburbs. You know, we from the west side. We from the west side, the real side. So anyway, we met these two young fellas. We exchanged phone numbers, got to know them, and we started hanging out. Now, they knew we was forbidden because we lived on the west side. They knew that, but they still know us, right? So they comes over on the west side. Now, listen here. Y'all listen to Mama real good. I'm playing the next song, okay? They comes to the west side in their little car, their little vehicle. They think they're going to be funny. They park and they would come to my house. There was a thing. They would come to my house anytime me and my girlfriend go out. Boys come to my house. Yeah, come to my house first. I have to inspect everything. But anyway, they parks in front of the house. The young man opens up his trunk. He pulls out a football helmet, puts on his football helmet. Me and my girlfriend looking like, what the Sam? We ain't going on no date with you with no football helmet. And he says, well, you know, we is in a neighborhood that we're not supposed to be. It's forbidden. So we brought our football helmet and our baseball bats. We have in trouble, okay? And so they were being funny, you know. And so they took the football helmet off the head, put the bats back in the trunk of the car. They were being funny, but they were really right because we stayed in the ghetto. But then after a while, we was dating a couple of times. The young man that was interested in me, his name was Eric. This is a true story. This is a true story. Let me tell you what this young man told me. Now, he knew I was forbidden. He knew he was forbidden to go out with somebody like me, right? So he breaks it down to me. One weekend he comes and he says, well, you know, I'm going to have to break this off because. I said, no, what's the matter? We're having a good time. Everything's smooth. Everything's great. He said, well, you know, I really do like you and I want to keep going after you. But the problem is I can't take you home to my parents. I can't take you home to my parents. My parents would not accept you. And I'm like, really? And so I'm like, well, tell me what it is your parents would not accept me. So if he knew his parents weren't going to accept me, he had no business to continue to date me. And so he tells me, well, you're a young lady that don't understand wearing only silk dresses. You don't wear silk dresses. Now, this is under God truth. This really happened. It's the under God truth. Now, I'm 20, 21 years old, getting ready to turn 21, and he's breaking it down to me why his parents not going to accept me. I was from a different culture. I was from a different background. I lived in the ghetto. He knew I was living in the ghetto in the beginning, so he shouldn't have started. So he's telling me, you don't understand wearing silk dresses every day. I'm like, well, gee whiz, who wears silk dresses every day? See, that was the problem. My mindset, I didn't understand putting on a silk dress every day. He said, well, this is the problem. You're not wearing stiletto heels. Well, who does that, 21? That's what I'm thinking. You're not wearing stiletto heels. You don't understand silk dresses. You don't understand that. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And so he breaks it down to me like that, and he tells me, you're forbidden. I am forbidden to date somebody like you. But he still wanted to get to know me, and he knew he was all the way wrong because it was against the rules what his parents had set up for him, his culture, his belief system, and all of that. Okay? And so he went on and broke me a little hard, and my girlfriend, she didn't date. She went on and broke it off with him. That's how it was in the hood, you know. Well, the boy that was friends with Eric, his parents didn't have no problem with him dating somebody from a different culture, different background. But my girlfriend went on and broke it off with him because he was like, well, we ain't rolling like that. She's like, no, y'all start going back on out to your south suburbs. You ain't got to worry about coming back to the ghetto, okay? And so that was the end of that. We didn't see him no more. We didn't call him. That was it. Piss, piss, toss. That was it. And so now that's what T. Rose is singing about. Forbidden love, forbidden love, forbidden love. And it ain't got to be no adultery. I ain't talking about that. So forbidden love is a whole lot of different things. So now that's our lesson for today when it comes to love. Can I break that down to you? That's T. Rose, y'all. See, the goddess of love music. Do you hear me what I say? So that's forbidden. Oh, my goodness. We have some good old lessons on today. Now, listen. I got some more music for you. I'm getting ready to throw down some more. Next one is Focus, Focus, Focus. Y'all check this out. Focus, 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 focus.
Open up the door. Let me in. Lift me up. Baby, walk me in. Your breath on my neck is the wind. Caramel hands all over your skin. It won't take much for me to give in. Lock it in, lock it in, yeah. I can't get you out of my mind. We can do this 2, 3, 4 more times. Couple more rounds, roller coaster ride.
Focus, Focus, Focus by T. Rose. Do you hear me now, T. Rose? All right, up next is Up All Night, Up All Night, Up All Night, Up All Night.
Up, 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 all night, thinking about you every hour, every hour.
Yeah, that's what it's about. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. Now, I'm out of time, my good people. Ooh, gee, Rose, I'm telling you, you got some flow with you, baby. You got some vibes, some energy, and you got some good stuff with you. Keep doing what you do, honey, because you are going to the top. Going to the top. Now, y'all, listen, I'm out of time. I got to get on up out of here. But guess what? I get to come back later on today and do it all over again. Woo, baby, it's been a blast. I really enjoyed Chi Rose. I really do. Now, y'all know how I roll. CLC Man Network. When great stuff comes across the network, it becomes part of the family. So, Chi Rose, welcome to the family. Your music will be rolling, 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 always on this network. Now, y'all be good to one another. Don't y'all go throwing no stones behind people's back. Don't you do that.
You motivated.